Hi, I'm John Stallo, a program manager on the Azure Developer Experience team. In this video, I'm going to show you how to set up continuous integration and deployment to an Azure Container Service. While the practice of CI and CD are well established, the integration of containers brings along new considerations, particularly when working with multi-container applications. I'll also show how to promote a release to downstream environments. Importantly, we won't rebuild our container images each time we do this promotion. And this is known as the immutable services principle and ensures we deploy precisely the same images we tested in the prior environment. This can be helpful because it reduces the likelihood of undetected errors creeping into production due to configuration differences. Now let's take a look at the demo. Okay, so now I'm in the Azure portal and I've already created a container service cluster that is configured to run DCOS. I also have here a GitHub repo, which I've cloned, and I currently have on my machine. So let's just take a quick look at that code. I have two services here, pretty simple app, but service A is an Angular web app with a Node.js backend. And within service A, I define a Docker file, and that's just based off of the standard Node image. Service B is a .NET Core service, and it too also defines a Docker file, and it's based off of the Microsoft .NET runtime. So those are just standard artifacts, Docker artifacts that I have. A third artifact that I'd like to call out is Docker Compose. And here you can see that I'm defining service A and service B. And for service A, I am building from a specific subfolder. And I'm also defining a third service. This service I won't be building, but I'm just pulling the image from Docker Hub. And basically, it's going to be running a Redis cache. So now that I have my code, which has three services in it, and I have my Azure Container Service cluster, I'm going to now create a pipeline that helps me build images for those services and deploy to Azure Container Service. So to do that, I'm going to switch over and use the Azure CLI. And the Azure CLI has a new group called Container, which has a bunch of commands in there that help me set up automated builds and deployments for multi-container Docker apps. So here I'm going to say az container release create, and then I'm going to give it a target name of my ACS cluster, which in this case is actually called my ACS. And I'm also going to provide the resource group for my ACS cluster. And then because this is a source repo that's in GitHub, I'm also going to provide my remote access token. And this is required because we're going to set up a webhook on that GitHub repo so that any time that code is pushed to the repo, it's going to automatically trigger a build and deploy to my ACS cluster. Now this is going to take a moment to come back. So now that my pipeline has been created, it's returned information about the resources that it's configured. And we should go through a few of them so that we kind of get an idea of the flow that it's created for us. So first off, we have the source repo that's in GitHub, which it added a webhook so that anytime that code is pushed to the source repo, it will trigger a build. It's created a build definition in VSTS, which basically has the tasks for building my containers, tagging them, running some unit tests, and then pushing it to a Docker registry. My container registry is the Azure Container Registry instance that's being created for me, which after a build, the images will be pushed to this registry. A release definition has been also created for me, which runs all the deployment tasks to be able to pull from the container registry and deploy them into my Azure Container Service cluster. And my Azure Container Service is at this URL here. So let's take a look at the build definition. So here we can see that when the pipeline was first created, it kicked off a build right from the start. I can go in and take a look at how that build is going. So looking into my build progress, I can see that it's actually completed, where it built the images for my services, it ran some unit tests, it tagged them, and then pushed them to the container registry. So now if I go over to releases, I can also see that a release was kicked off. And if I look a little bit more here, I can see that three environments have actually been set up for me by default. A dev environment, which actually has already succeeded to deploy my multi-container app. And then test and production environments have actually already been set up for me. Now, all of these environments will deploy my app to the same ACS cluster, but this gives me a good way to be able to separate different versions, so I could have different versions go to my dev environment, to my test environment, and so forth. So let's take a look at the actual application running in Azure Container Service. For that, I'm going to use a command that's available off of the ACS group. So AZ ACS DCOS browse, and then I give the name of my ACS cluster. So this has opened up a SSH tunnel into my DCOS dashboard, and here I can get a good view of how my services are actually doing. If I click on services, I can see that it's created a dev folder for me. If I go in there, I can actually see my application. Drilling in, I can see my three services that are actually already running here, and I can do several things in this page. I could look at health. I could go and scale a service. So for example, in service B, I'm going to scale this up to, let's say, three instances, and you'll see that deployment actually kick off as it scales up the number of instances. If I want to take a quick look at my web app, I can peer into service A, open up an endpoint, and you can see that there is a very simple web app here, and each time I click the button, it's calling out to service A, which calls out to service B. Now, we spoke earlier about having this build and release pipeline be set up in a fully automated way. And so the way that I could kick off additional updates is just by git committing and git pushing to my repo, which will kick off yet another build automatically. I can also promote a specific release to a downstream environment. So currently everything is running in dev. By going over to VSTS UI here, I can go and choose a specific environment, in this case test. Click deploy, and you can see I'm not going to be rebuilding my images anymore. That I already did, and now I'm just choosing to be able to promote the same images that I've already tested in the dev environment now to be deployed into my test environment. So that's a quick introduction to continuous integration and deployment with Azure Container Service. You can download the Azure CLI from GitHub today, and be sure to check out the tutorials in our Azure Container Service documentation that go into more depth. Thank you for watching.